This public hearing for Tuesday evening, January 9th, 2018 is hereby called to order. 6:45 p.m. Actually, it's 6:50 p.m. I'd like to welcome everyone here tonight. The purpose of this public hearing is to provide any interested person with an opportunity to present an oral or written presentation to the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality with regards to its intention to rezone PID number 702-47911 and PID 700-83308 from general residential R2 to multiple unit residential R3 to develop several parcels of land for a 10-unit residential dwelling. The procedure for this public hearing is as follows. Opening remarks. 1. Every person is eligible to speak, but first must be recognized by the chair and must give his or her name and address before commencing. 2. A person may speak more than once, but preference will be given to those who have not previously spoken. 3. This meeting will be conducted following parliamentary procedure. This council uses its own rules of order as well as Borneo's rules of order. At this time, I would like to ask our planner, Mike McLeod, if he'd give us a brief update on this procedure.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I guess there's a little bit of background. The Planning Department has received an application from the owners of properties located at 119 Nickerson Pond Road in Brooklyn. They have made application to rezone the properties from their current zoning designation of general residential R2 to a multiple unit residential R3 designation to allow them to develop the properties for a multiple unit 10 unit residential housing development. Council has the ability under policy in the municipal planning strategy to consider rezoning properties that are zoned either restricted residential R1 or general residential R2 to the multiple unit residential R3 designation through a rezoning process. I'll note that it is one of council's strategic priorities to look at increasing the housing potential within the region to meet the varying housing needs of the residents, and certainly has been recognized that multiple unit housing developments are needed within our community. So so as mentioned, they're looking at a 10 unit residential housing row house style development on the subject property. It would be serviced by an on-site sewage disposal system, as there's no municipal services located within that area. In total, the two properties, there's about 6.5 acres of land with the potential for development that are owned by the proponents. So so I guess in order to facilitate their request, rezoning to the multiple unit residential R3 would be required.
Thank you, Mike. I would ask that anyone who would like to speak this evening, please be recognized by the chair to state your name, your address, and limit your comments to 5 minutes or less, please. The floor is now open for comments. Is there anyone who would like to speak at this point in time?
Can you just stay here and do it?
Yeah, stand up if you would, please.
Zero Robert Ehrenberg, 251 Nickerson Pond Road. I have concerns with this approval because of the well water situation on the hill. If you look at this drawing, the proposed area of the 10-unit dwellings, this is the crest of the hill right here. These houses, a lot of them have built wells on this side. And the summer before last, I struggled here at 3 feet of water. What's going to happen when you put a 10-unit building in there and you punch an 8-inch well in the ground, 300 or 400 feet, and your demands potentially could be 4,000 liters a day or more? That's saying if it's a 10-unit, that it could be potentially four people per unit. That's 40 people. I'm allowing them 100 liters a day. And we all know that every individual is going to use more than 100 liters a day. What's going to happen to the groundwater in the clay when that drilled well down to bedrock sucks it all up? It's just just not enough water to go around to put that kind of a unit there. Stripping the land in itself is going to be kind of detrimental in water, in the way the water sheds off the hill towards us. On this side, it's all bedrock. So when you punch in there, your surface water, if it's a big demand, it's going to go down and drop. So people with dug wells are going to have an issue, in my opinion. The septic, I don't see that being a problem, but the water is the one I see. And that's pretty much all I got to say.
Thank you. Any other member of the gallery would like to speak this evening?
That's fine, speak, guys. Don't be quiet.
Certainly.
Hi, I'm Gary Farnham. I live very close to Darrow, 279 Regis Pond Road. And I'm just curious why, well, I guess the reason for this is because somebody has the land and they want to do the development. But I really don't think that that's the place for it. There's all kinds of land around, I shouldn't say all kinds, but why can't we eliminate any of these possibilities if people want town water and sewer? To me, that's a big development for a place like that. And I don't know what too many of there like that. You know, it seems like all these four unit ones that are being put up, they're all going on town water and sewer. But for some reason or other, they want to put one of these in their backyard. That's the thing.
Thank you.
Can I speak again?
Until everyone else speaks that wishes to speak, I'll wait for a bit later. Is there any other member of the gallery that would like to speak tonight?
I'm Sheila Wyatt, I'm 125, and this is the one that would be pretty much big beside it. I personally don't agree with it. I moved up there for a reason, to get out of the town and be able to have privacy. And I feel that if we had a development like that, we wouldn't have that. And I don't want to have it there. This is not a place that I feel that would be inappropriate for.
Thank you. Any other member of the gallery would like to speak this evening?
David Nickerson, 155 Nickerson Pond Road. My concern is we live in a rural neighborhood up there. Everybody owns their property. It's a quiet neighborhood, well run. Everybody gets along. It's a really nice neighborhood. And anybody who's moved up there over here has probably moved up there for just that reason. If you get a development like this with an apartment building, possibility of future apartment building, once that's redone, you're going to have a concentration of people and a turnover of people, because you could have good renters coming in, you could have bad renters coming in. You don't know, you're going to have a concentration of people, and there goes quiet neighborhood. And that's why I live up there, and that's why I like it. It's peaceful, quiet, everybody gets along. RCMP, to my knowledge, don't go up there very often. You may see them once every year and a half or 2 years. It's not very often they're up there, and the reason for that is because it's quiet neighborhood. And to me, this threatens that quiet neighborhood, and the reason why I stay up there. So that's something I'd like everybody to take into consideration that lives up there, because that may very well change as it goes through. And that's my opinion. So.
Thank you. Any other member of the gallery would like to speak this evening?
Hey, yes,
from landlord type of situation. I'm up there to build a place that people can actually go and want to retire, that doesn't want to leave that area, like you said, you know, that, you know, they want to keep the peacefulness of the community and stuff, and that's what I'm there about, so. So I just want you to know that the 10 unit is not etched in stone. We are in the process of getting it rezoned so that we have future ability to be able to do something else up there besides that. I'll give you guys all my phone numbers and stuff like that, and I'd be more than willing to work with anyone of you to do that. I mean, you know, I'm just asking for a chance to be able to see if we can get rezoned, and if we can, we can work together. There's a whole process of being able to be approved once you can actually build up there. We're just getting it rezoned so that we can, you know, the process of being able to do something else. There's a whole other battle, like, I mean, if we don't build a 10 unit, maybe we can build a 4 unit that would suit and, you know, as far as the water situation goes and different things like that. So I just want you guys to all know that it's not a, you know, a 20, a 10 unit in one lot and 10 unit next, 10 units in the next. So I don't know if I explained that well enough, but that's about it.
Any other member of the gallery that hasn't spoken yet that would like to? Mr. Armberg, I allow you to speak.
Pierre Elliott Trudeau once said, don't stuff it down their throat, feed them a little at a time, and then they won't choke. I totally am against it. I think the water's going to be a real issue. And if we allow this to get rezoned, then they'll have the ability to do whatever they want to. Now is the time to stop it before it even starts. Water's going to be a problem. I have a heavy excavation of septic for 10 years or more. And I know what happens when you move into a piece of land, you divert water big time and start digging and drilling wells. And I really feel it's going to be a problem on that basis. And I'm pretty much sums it up. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Yes. Yes.
I just want to clarify that I'm not insinuating that it's going to be a slum landlord. I'm sure that the brand new building is going to be, I'm not trying to say that this is what it's going to be. What I'm saying is it's going to be a concentration of people and renters. And at some point, you do not know which group that's going to take and how many people's going to be there, or who's going to be there. That's my point. And my driving point is it's going to change the dynamics of the neighborhood from quiet neighborhood.
Thank you, Mr. Nickerson. Has everyone spoken in the public gallery that would want to speak tonight on this issue? Mr. Armberg?
I got another question to the proponent of this piece of legislation or whatever they're trying to do with the approval. Why would you buy a residential property and then try to do it so that you can get a residential property zoned to something that could be apartment building put on it? Why wouldn't you check into that first before you bought the property? There's lots of commercial property for sale. The region has lots of it. There's commercial lots on Trunk 3 where there's water and sewer.
And I can appreciate your concerns in that regard, Mr. Armberg, but it's not appropriate at the public hearing to have a discussion in the gallery. The focus of the comments would come to the chair.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. So, have we reached the end of the public comment session? Anyone want to speak at this point? Okay. Thank you. All of the issues that have been raised tonight will be taken into consideration by council at the special council meeting, which we will be holding shortly after this public hearing. The municipal planning strategy allows for a very focused ability of council to deal with some of these issues. We deal with the criteria that is in the municipal planning strategy, and in that respect, the comments will be considered by council tonight. Having said that, I thank you for your comments, and this public hearing is adjourned. So we are now